Welcome to the Fitter, Leaner, Stronger, Healthier podcast, a podcast designed to help you learn exactly how to train strong, eat right, and build a body that you feel absolutely incredible in. I'm your host, Carrie Adam, and let's dive into the episode.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this podcast on the difference between accountability and ownership. And not even so much the difference between them, but just a conversation about the nuances of each of them. Because I know when it comes to health, people love accountability. Everyone's looking for motivation and accountability, and there's accountability groups. And the thing is that people join these accountability groups and they're everywhere, right? Like, I run an accountability group every week. And some people get really great results and some people don't do the work. And they think they need more accountability, more motivation. And accountability is only as good as you are going to use that accountability. It's still up to you to show up to the daily posts. It's up to you to show up to the calls. It's up to you to do the work for yourself, to utilize the accountability of these programs. And so that's where a lot of people can get really blocked, is they're thinking it's the accountability they need, and then that doesn't really pan out the way they wanted. And so if that's someone, if you're like that and you join groups, and I mean, I have people that join like my higher ticket, my higher level accountability groups, and they still don't come to the calls and they still don't do the check-ins. And you know, that's deep inner work. Accountability and expecting accountability to be the answer to get you to do the work is it's missing the actual heart of the issue when you're struggling with consistency in your workouts or in your nutrition or in anything in your life. And accountability can really help. But I think there's stages before accountability. Before accountability will work, ownership comes first. And by ownership, I mean that's you. That's you wanting more, expecting more from yourself, committing like from this deep inner place of wanting to make changes, of wanting to do the work, of knowing what you want and why you want it, and truly stepping up into this next level of you that is taking ownership of your health. Because without ownership of your health and ownership of your goals and ownership of your excuses and ownership of that negative inner dialogue and ownership of, and you hear all those Costa Rican sounds, but until you like take ownership of what you want and of yourself, accountability external to you will not work, because you aren't taking ownership of what you want and of yourself. So you're, no matter how much accountability there is, you're not going to do it. You know, that's like when you sign up for programs and you don't do it. You've like skipped this step of ownership, of owning it, of wanting to do the work. Like, you have to take ownership of your health. It's not more motivation that you need. It's not even at that stage where you are struggling to stay on track. It's not accountability that you need. It's you taking ownership of your health and of your goals and of your dreams and of your body and of your life, right? You got to take ownership. No one's going to push you. No one's going to get you out of bed. No one's going to cook the food for you. No one's going to prep the food for you. No one's going to do the workouts for you. No one's going to do the check-ins for you. You have to do that. And that has to come from a deep inner place of ownership. And only then, when you're ready to take ownership of your goals and of your health and of your life, will accountability work. Because when you take ownership and you want it so bad and you are ready to do the work, you have to be ready only then will you take the accountability opportunities that these programs provide. Only then will you put the calls in your calendar and show up. Only then will you check the daily threads and check in, good or bad, and be willing to be coached. Only then will you be able to look at yourself without judgment, but with curiosity and wanting to learn and study yourself so that you can improve and make the changes where the changes need to be made. And that comes from a place of ownership. And so if you're out there and you're struggling and you're like, I just need more accountability, I need more accountability, and you join these groups and you don't do the work, and then you think these programs don't work, and then you say you don't have time and no one's helping you and everything's hard, like, you have to go back a step and get really clear about what you want and work on taking ownership. Okay? Work on taking ownership of everything. Of your life, of your health, of your goals, of your dreams, of your workouts, of your food, of your nutrition, of everything. Everything starts once you're ready to, kind of once you get tired of your own bullshit and you take ownership. Okay? If you have any questions, reach out to me. If you need help with this stage, if you are ready to take ownership, you know, join the Fitter, Leaner, Stronger program, because it will work only once you have taken ownership of your health and of your goals and of your life. Then I'll teach you everything you need to do, and I have all the accountability and programs and plans and support that you need. But if you're not owning what you want, if you're not showing up to calls and doing check-ins, no program is going to work. So if you're struggling right now, work on ownership. Okay, I'm going to create a free PDF for you to download to help you kind of get clear, get focused, pull out that why from deeper in you, help you take that step to rise up into that next level of you who's taking ownership of her health and of her goals and of her fitness and of her life. Take care.